This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we were just out in Amory, Wisconsin. We did our Tea Party tactical speech, as they called it, which I thought was kind of cool. But folks, those folks out in Wisconsin, they were just a kick in the pants. They were awesome. It was an awesome turnout. It was a great message. The Holy Ghost dropped in, did what he does best. And of course, I'm limited on my time. When I do high school assemblies, I've done 360 of them in public schools across the country in 25 different states. And I usually get to go on from beginning till end. And, I didn't get the opportunity to do that because they were shutting it down. And it was a great facility, too, by the way. But in saying that, we just want to say thank you so much to the people in Amory, Wisconsin. It was a great time, great opportunity. I'm sorry. And by the way, if you'd like to have us to be a part of something that's going on in your area and you'd like to have us come, please call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are somewhere every month at least once in the United States. From the East Coast to the West Coast, from Minnesota all the way down to Texas. Folks, we don't care. We just want to be a part of the answer. And the payday for us is to actually have boots on the ground. And if you would like to take the time to understand as to what we're talking about, Luke 19:10. Explains everything. But again, just wanted to give a shout out to our friends over at Amory, Wisconsin. Just this last Thursday, great time. Love being out there, folks. And again, I want you to understand that it's a payday for us to be out there because we are not paper tigers. We don't just like to write big and bad and use an alias and let nobody know who we are. No, we put a face to everything we're doing, and we also put our works with our faith every step of the way. Which, by the way, reminds me of none other than Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist. If you remember rightly, he had said that he prayed for 20 years as a slave. He prayed for freedom for 20 years, friends. Listen carefully. He prayed for his freedom for 20 years. And he said nothing happened until he put his feet to his prayer. See, faith without works is dead. And we know that there's a lot of people out there even listening now that are hearers of the word. And I want to tell you something. If you're a hearer only and not a doer of the word, you're deceiving yourself. Be like that of Frederick Douglass that actually applied the Word of God to his life with faith and works. I'll show you my faith by my works, Paul said in James 2. So there you have it. Just wanted to tell you. And again, that one was for free. Folks, we got again today much to cover. I wanted to cover one thing real quick, which I thought was actually quite humorous, friends. Did you know that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, he went out and he spoke to the NRA, National Rifle Association, and he said the 8-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end. You know, I want to tell you something about people that offer you everything, friends, and they say it's going to be so easy. Before I make my next point, when they offer you the world, you've heard that saying as a kid, I'm sure, that you're taught by your parents that, honey, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Okay? Now let's take it over to the oxymoron here. Donald Trump said to the NRA, that the assault on the Second Amendment is coming to a crashing end. Now, this is what I want you to catch, okay? Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Guns won't be allowed at President Trump's NRA speech. That was prior to the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com that I just highlighted. Again, prior to what I just told you, this is the oxymoron. Guns won't be allowed at President Trump's NRA speech. It's like, hey, listen, you know, we're not going to let anybody attack our First Amendment, freedom of speech, you know, found in law, because we know that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. But there's just certain things that you can't say at our meetings. We don't want you to say this, and we don't want you to say that. Folks, pay attention to what people are saying, and pay attention furthermore as to what they are doing. And when you go to Matthew 7:16, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because you judge them by their fruit that they're producing through the works that they're working out to understand who they are, regardless of what they are saying. Okay? I just wanted to set that record straight real quick. If you'd like to see both articles, it's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, over the last week, I always talk in themes, if you haven't noticed, and oftentimes we'll just let the Holy Ghost bring us about. Now, I want to tell you what I mean when I say I want the Holy Ghost to bring us about. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, the Bible tells us in Romans 8. But also keep in mind, friends, as we're being led, we want to yield ourselves to absolute obedience to Him who is doing the works as we are being led. And by the way, friends, I don't know if you know that the word led, L-E-D, I don't know if you understand what that word means. It means forward to danger, like that of boldness. So as we're being led by the Holy Ghost, I seen an old picture out in the East Coast at a museum one time, and it showed a king with a sword in his hand. And comfort also is very similar to the definition as to the one I'm highlighting right now. And it also means to be driven, for those that didn't know. But there was a picture in a museum out on the West Coast, and I believe it was in Maryland, and we walked inside, and it had a picture of a king with a sword in his hand, and he was prodding his soldiers in the back into the war. And it said on the little tag, it said, "The king comforting the soldiers." And that's exactly what we need to understand, is the king is always comforting his soldiers by pushing them into war, not out of war. Now, I'm saying that, again, friends, to say this. When we do these radio programs, I want you to understand that when the Holy Ghost starts to take over, we get out of Dodge. We yield ourselves over to Him. Because it's like when you go into a restaurant, it's not like everybody's ordering one thing. When you look at the menu, you can see that everybody else desires something else. Well, so it is with people. When you're listening to the radio show and we're going off on a limb, or we're going down bunny trails, as we call them, oftentimes people are getting more out of that than the topic in which we're talking about. So when all of a sudden I say, like I'm doing right now, hey guys, I want you to understand, when you come into the restaurant, there's not just one item on the menu, there's a whole mess. So don't let me lose you. Track, stay with me, and because at that particular time, somebody's getting something that may not apply to you, but it's applying to somebody else. But what we are going to be talking about is modern indoctrination, the making of slaves. Just so you understand as to who's doing this radio show. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook. Who is suppressing and censoring our information once again, friends? That is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook. My Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, please do so. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to let you know, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it? Because, friends, and why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, I just seen a meme today before I get rocking on modern education, indoctrination, and the making of slaves. The world has redefined the word love. I shared probably a couple months ago at least, how the words in dictionaries are actually being watered down and redefined. For example, if you go to a dictionary between now and, let's say, 1960, and you go further back from that, you might want to compare the words like love, going all the way back to like 1913 to 1928, you'll find that the meanings in many cases have been not only watered down, but redefined to mean the opposite of the intent of the word. And love and lust just happened to be one of those, for those that did not know. For example, I'm pulling it up right now. The meme said, it's a post, a live feed post, the world has redefined the word love. Well, they have, because it's not like it's brand new here, friends. If you look at Psalm 109, you can see that King David was hated for his love. That was in Psalm 109. And then when you go over to John 7:7 and John 15, you'll see that the Lord said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, and the world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you." Why is that? Because the love that God bestows upon our hearts by the Holy Ghost dose, Romans 5:5. Folks, you need to understand that it speaks the truth. It doesn't speak the lie. And hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. So don't ever forget what I'm telling you right now. The world's version of love is acceptance of all false religions. That's love. Okay? Tolerance of all sinful behavior according to the spirit of the world. It's the spirit of Antichrist is what it is, friends. It's a tolerance of false doctrines in doctrines. It's love to accept false doctrine, friends. And refusal to rebuke and expose anyone. I guess all the way up until the 60s, people understood what the word love meant in this country. But now if you tell people the truth, though, well, they're advised to get an attorney and sue that person, right? And of course, the love that we're taught from the world, the spirit of Antichrist, is never to offend anyone with the truth. When scripture, my friends, teaches us the exact opposite. Remember, Judas was betrayed with a kiss, and remember that love was to be unfeigned, Romans 12. And if you remember right, friends, love is in truth, 1 Corinthians 13. And furthermore, if you go to Leviticus 19, 17, you'll see that love doesn't allow sin to fall upon your brother. You are to rebuke him, and you can go to 2 Chronicles 19 as well to understand what I'm talking about. But it's interesting to note that in Proverbs, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And then what comes to my mind in my aid right now by the Holy Ghost is going over to Revelation 3 when Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Okay, it's a spirit of Antichrist that loses the cross in the mix, friends. But let me give you a little history test real quick before we get to modern education, indoctrination, and the making of slaves. I was told by a principal in Wisconsin while doing a high school assembly. And this principal told me that your science and your history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Okay? And he said it with a little bit of a gist and a laugh, like tongue-in-cheek, like it was funny. Whatever starts at the top, he said, goes to the bottom. Yep, and here we have 86% of them that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government. But moving on, let me give you an example of how they reversed the definitions. Love in 1913, Webster's Dictionary, a feeling of strong personal attachment induced by that which delights or commands admiration. But again, listen to this one. Love in 1913, manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of other people. And that aligns itself with scriptures to a T. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And why is that? Because we know that love is the fulfilling of the law. And we're to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, said Jesus, love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? So having an example of the definition of love in 1913, the manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare, the good of other people. Okay? Love in 1998, Webster's Dictionary, they've reversed the meanings. Okay? Intense affection, a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. Do you see how they just redefined that word? They took it from the pure, holy, righteous, truthful love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, and through a demonstration of the Lamb of God without spot or blemish, that's the Christ, He who was without sin. They've lowered it to man's reprobate state, and instead of actually looking out for the other guy, now it means a strong feeling of attraction from sexual desire. Has nothing to do with that. Because if you look at the word in the modern day version, love, do you know that it now defines out to be exactly in 1998, verbatim, a strong sexual desire is the definition of lust, America. So not only are you being dumbed down through many facets of society, through corruption in your government, and those that are behind the scenes, and the actors that are working for special interest groups called politicians, but keep in mind, because they have been dumbed down, but remember what Abraham Lincoln was accredited as to say when he said, the philosophy taught in the government or the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And look who we have in positions of representation in this government. We have nothing but a bunch of burnt hippies that were given and spoon-fed the Kool-Aid back in the 60s that are now in government. They were fed free love. Now keep in mind, yes, love is unmerited by God, but also keep in mind, for us to receive that love, there was also an example set before us, and it was called the cross of Jesus Christ, understanding in the natural what the veterans have done for us, because they love God, they love their people, and they love their country so much they were willing to magnify the laws against tyrants abroad, right? Or so we have been told. But that is the truth, the pith and marrow of the point in which I'm making. God gave us an example through Calvary, because understanding that love, yeah, though it be freely given unto us, when we see that love that was freely given unto us through the Christ on the cross, we understanding and going back that he did that because of our violations. We were the ones that put him up on that cross. And when we understand that by a work of the Holy Ghost, we repent for our sin, and what happens? We begin to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Out of gratitude, we now begin to live for him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Okay? Do your homework. Cross-check me. It's important. Let me say this again. It's important that everything I tell you, listeners, that you cross-check everything that I'm telling you. So when you go online and you see some of these communists and homosexuals and atheists and those that have no lawful standing within our government in this country, understand that these are the people that are fabricating the lie. But if you do your own due diligence, you'll know right off the bat as to who's not telling you the truth. That's why I am now telling you, before we get going on this, friends, modern education and indoctrination, the making of slaves, do your due diligence and cross-check everything that I am telling you today. Hey, furthermore, might I add, just taking a step back, might I add that not only are they reversing the definitions, like, for example, from love to the original intent, which aligned itself with Scripture, to Christ's risen state, but now they are taking it to man's fallen state, and they're redefining these words to mean the opposite of what they really mean. Okay, these are the same people that are teaching you that love today is really a spirit of Antichrist in the world, because love scripturally is always a love that aligns itself with the truth of the Word of God to speak out against sin, okay? These are also the same people that are continuously telling you concerning, let me put you to the test, what form of government have we been given, America? Well, most people will say that we're a democracy, when in fact you know that we're not a democracy, those that listen to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. You know that you're being lied to. But who is it that is telling you that we are a democracy? It's corruption in your government, when in fact, again, we are a constitutional republic. Coming right back, modern education, indoctrination, and the making of slaves, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Mike from Ireland calling in. Man, you called in at a really good time because we're about ready to shake, rattle, and roll this topic. How are you, my friend?
Fine. I'm not trying to flatter you, but I must commend you for the content of what you broadcast and the courage to just flat say what you really think and what I find extremely few do. You know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. I, you know, the reason, Mike, I do what I do is because I am set on knowing the God of Israel. And the Bible tells me, and I know him to be tried and true, that we are not to limit the Holy One of Israel. And I see so few that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. I just want to respond to heaven, and the Bible says that it's a faithful witness that delivers souls, and I don't see a whole lot of them, so I want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And let me add to that too as well, Mike. I didn't apply for the job. I'm just simply responding to the job, and I find him faithful, my friend.
Yes, thank you. And could I ask you a question, which I think is a very important one. First of all, I think a lot of churches and cults tend to either deny the Trinity, redefine it, or modify it. And a particular problem I've had recently in a church which I was trying to be a part of, the person told me that the saying Christ is God is works, and they don't want to be saved by works. And I told them, and they said, it's sufficient to say that Christ was the Son of God. And I said, no, no, I'm sorry, that's not true, because Mormons say that. All sorts of people say that. The Jehovah's Witnesses say that. But if God is infinite and man has sinned against an infinite God, you need an infinite Savior. And I just want to see, do you agree that Christ is the Son of God and he is God in the flesh?
I don't see how you could see otherwise. Absolutely. Take the time to read. It's one of my favorite books, is 1 John. And the Bible tells us, he who hath the Son hath life. So if we don't acknowledge the Son, how are we going to know God? And if you take time to read John 17 as well, I'm clear, but I'm unclear on the question coming from the person, because there's no scriptural basis to deny otherwise.
Well, I'm really glad that you agreed with me, and I was 99% certain you would anyway, because the content of your broadcast is really good. You know, I mean, I don't know of any other that really present it and dare call a spade like you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike from Ireland. Here's the other thing. I think the difference is there's a people that know, and knowing is in so many different ways beyond thinking. I think I know, a lot of people say, well, there's a difference. I know in whom I believed, Paul said, and I am a partaker of that divine nature. I believe, like Paul said, I have the Holy Ghost within me. And there's so few that really understand that, because if they really had the Holy Ghost within them and they were born again, John 3:3, you would see them act out differently than the way they do. There's so many of these people that are caught up into scriptural debate, and it's interesting, like David said, Mike, is he said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. I am here to his glory, not to my own. And the last thing I want to try to do is try to get to people's head when God speaks to the heart. And I think too many people get caught up into the head. The head comes into place after the hearts receive the message. So I appreciate it very much. And I definitely appreciate the phone call from Ireland, friends. I mean, in so many different ways. Cool. We've had Canada. We've had Ireland. We've had other countries, and we are broadcasting into 53 countries as well. So again, thank you for the call, my friend Mike, and stick to the scriptures, because when you do so, it's quite hard for anybody to talk you out of what God puts into you, but it also revalidates what God has put in you. And so in saying that, that is clear. Some people will say, well, that sounds confusing. Not if you're born of the Spirit, not if you understand the Word of God, and not if he has put something within you. Because again, friends, what God has put in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. And what he has put in you teaches you all things. Read 1 John 3 when you get a moment. The anointing that abides in me teaches me all things. I need no man teach me anything. And so on and so forth. And also read John 16, John 13, 14, and 15. That is all the works of the Holy Ghost. And a Christian is renewed day by day. The old man is crucified, and we're renewed day by day, as well as understanding that the Holy Ghost comes in to regenerate us and to renew us. And you can take that in a more clear perspective concerning scriptures. When David prayed, Lord, 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 create in me, Lord is doing this, asking the Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. But there's also a point where David was that man of war. He was a man of action. And also keep in mind, it was David that said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. He understood that the Lord is forever at his right hand and he would not be moved. So that was an experience. That went from a head knowledge to a heart experience. And keep in mind, friends, God speaks to the heart, not to the head. The head comes second. Always remember that. Modern education, indoctrination, the making of slaves. John D. Rockefeller said, I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. Let me say it this way. Modified. By Bradley Dean, yours truly. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of slaves. Did you hear what he said? I don't want a nation of thinkers. This applies to globally, friends, those that like to magnify the likes of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, so on and so forth. You know the elitist, the 300 people that we're told to be afraid of that rule the world? No, they don't rule jack, friends. They rule what you submit yourselves and allow them to rule. My Bible tells me that the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Amen, period, hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. And I want to tell you about another person that brought it down. Her name was Harriet Tubman. And it was documented that that former slave and abolitionist, they called her the Moses. She said, when asked, I freed 1,000 slaves. But she went on, because she used to go from plantation to plantation to plantation to liberate slaves. And yes, she was accredited for freeing 1,000 slaves. But she went on and said, I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. And America, do you know that you're being enslaved? I shared a little bit with you during the first and second segment, friends, as to how the words are being redefined, how those that are actors called politicians, friends, are working for special interest groups to re-educate you. I mean, let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign criminal sodomite himself. He was the guy that said he was a constitutional scholar, yet he continuously inundated the people in this country with nothing but an attack and an affront onto the Constitution. He was on the attack concerning the United States Constitution, so he knew the opposite. He is a Satanist. You could ask Saul Alinsky, who he admired, because his book, Rules for Radical, was accredited to that. So you don't think that I'm fabricating this? Do your due diligence. Cross-check everything I'm telling you right now. But just think about this. He did everything in contradiction to who we are as the American people, and furthermore, the American people let him do it because they thought that he had the right to do the things that he was doing, when in fact, he did not whatsoever. So, in other words, when we're talking about the making of slaves, guess what? Everybody was laughing at Barack Hussein Obama. All the conservatives were mocking Barack Hussein Obama, talking about how stupid he was, but yet he was the one calling the shots. And I shared with you on yesterday, or on Thursday's show, and on Wednesday's show, you know, it's like the Pharisees of the day who said to Christ that we'd be in bondage to no man, when in fact they were submitted to none other than who? We have no king but King Caesar, as they were crucifying and shouting out to crucify the Christ, as they asked for Barabbas, who during the insurrection was committing the act of murder. They were slaves. And keep in mind, they said, we have no king but King Caesar. I want to tell you something, America. I have no king but King Jesus. And that should be your king as well. And if he's not your king, no wonder why you're messed up. No wonder why you're confused. Read Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 24 when you get a moment. Confusion to face. Why? Because you have sinned before God. Isaiah 59 as well. Because you have left off Isaiah 51 verse 4, Psalm 9:16, Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 101. My goodness, Isaiah 26. So when Americans sit there and tell me about how they're not being enslaved, well, Bradley, that's a little extreme. It's a fact. What president has not told you that you're a democracy? That's the creating of slaves. That's the dumbing down of the American people. And before you think for one moment, you've got the upper hand because now Donald Trump is in office. Keep in mind what none other than Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, said back in the 30s. He said presidents aren't, voted in. He said they're not selected. He said they're elected. In other words, he said they're put into play. And if you understood more so, and you'd get a bird's eye view of what's going on in your country, you would see that's exactly right on spot. It's spot on. You get a different president, and the policy and the agenda goes forward. A different president, same agenda, same policies go forward. Different president, same agenda, same policies, they go forward. They attack in different ways, and they do it through diversion. They do it through diversive measures. It's like sleight of hand. Pay attention to what I'm doing over here on the left hand through the help of the state-controlled narrative that's bought and controlled and paid for by the CIA, but I'm going to be doing something over on the right while your attention's over on the left. Don't tell me you're not being enslaved, America. Look at the school system. No child left behind. No child left unindoctrinated. International baccalaureate. Common core. This is illegal. to be taught in this country, so don't tell me about how you're not being enslaved. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
My son just came in and said, Dad, you said that they weren't selected, they were elected. Let me make it clear that presidents are selected, not elected. Just to set the record straight, said President Roosevelt. They are not elected, they are selected. This is back in the 30s. Now keep in mind, this came from the guy that overthrew who we were. In so many, he was your first Barack Hussein Obama, America. He was the one that set the stage, along with the helps of Woodrow Wilson and other presidents along the way, to begin to diminish your constitutional republic. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is nothing more than just that. We're talking about modern education and the indoctrination, the making of slaves. See, I think what the problem is in so many ways is that a country where 1% control almost the wealth and power. I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you, because this is what the American people are allowing to happen, and who's responsible for it? Those that know the tactic to basically cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And if the American people realized who was behind the media, the six corporations, along with corruption in government and special interest groups and the globalists and corrupt bankers and so on and so forth, friends, they're scared to death that you're ever going to catch on and actually respond. 1.7% of the population, America, is being used to destroy your country. And it's called perfect judgment. Read the book of Amos. I'm on it right now, halfway through. See, but the problem is that the 1% that control almost all the wealth and power, it's been consolidated by making slaves. It's been consolidated by dumbing down the people to accept it. And the other 99% are so brainwashed, they fight vigorously to keep it that way. Yeah, I mean, they get caught up into the shenanigans, the charades that are created behind the scenes. And we'll create a democracy, and we'll create these other groups that want all their rights. And then what we'll do is we'll get the people to believe that there's actually a Democratic Party and a Republican Party. We'll actually get them to believe that anybody can come into America and have it their way. And this is exactly what you're swallowing. And if not, the only thing that is breeding what I am shooting down by the anointing, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, is the tolerance of the American people that let it go. Just let it go. And I want to tell you something, friends. Again, it is going. It's going because you're letting it go. I have a meme right in front of me. It says, the problem is not that people are uneducated. The problem is that they are educated just enough to believe what they've been taught, but not enough to question what they've been taught. No, let's make distinction. It is what they have been indoctrinated with. Make the distinction, because it's important that you do make the distinction. Kids in public schools, folks, it's not education. It's illegal indoctrination. What the government is teaching the American people, it is political talk. That's all it is. It's not constitutional. It's not lawful. And it couldn't have happened had the American people been dumbed down enough to actually believe what's going on. And by the way, speaking of none other than Saul Alinsky, when I was highlighting that foreign criminal sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama, you know, Saul Alinsky was also the one that said true revolutionaries don't flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Is that what you're seeing in this country today? Yep. And you know what? Even taking it a step back, it's going on because the church gave up its sovereignty. The church gave up its first love. That's why we're in trouble today, because we know that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. Matter of fact, William Booth warned over 100 years ago, the founder of the Salvation Army, not of what you see today, America. What you see today is shameful concerning the majority of what you see with the Salvation Army. But the founder, I want to tell you what, he was the real deal. He said the chief danger of the 20th century will be religion, Christianity without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and heaven without hell. And heaven without hell. And see, no matter how many times I make the American people aware as to what's going on, and I'm just going to go here, and Lord, how I take this, I need to be directed as to how to take this. I had a sound guy that did all these schools in 14 years across the country to do those schools, high schools, 360 of them in 25 states. He said, when I first jumped on the crew, the stuff that you were highlighting and exposing and teaching the kids, he said, I thought you were missing something. I thought you were crazy. He said, Bradley, this was about a year and a half ago. He called me and said, I realize that every single thing that this is what he said. Every single thing that you were highlighting during those assemblies 14 years ago is exactly what we're dealing with right now. Praise God for the gifts. 1 Corinthians 12. Praise God that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God that he is, I am the Lord thy God and I change not. Malachi 3:16, Hebrews 13:8. Praise God that he's faithful to all generations and that he changes not. Folks, no matter how many times I tell you, go back the 15 years that I've been on radio and tell me and show me where we have been wrong concerning the information that we've given you. I want to know. America, I want to tell you something. They're making slaves out of you. And the way they're doing that is dumbing you down, and there's no excuse for it because you have the same books that I have. Every hotel I go to, outside of the thousands that I've stayed in, I've seen every hotel with a Bible in it except two. And no matter how many times I tell you the media can't be trusted, no matter how many times I tell you people have lost their life giving you the information, for some reason people just don't want to hear the truth of the matter. And again, I want to remind you, it doesn't matter if you want to hear the truth or not. The fact of the matter is, the reality setting in, and what you think is surreal is becoming real, real day after day. And I also got to add, I know there's a lot of people out there that just don't, folks, you could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. And to argue with people like that who have renounced the use of reason, folks, is literally like administering medicine to the dead. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. I mean, folks, I'm just off of every branch on this tree right now. Even what's going on with the Muslims, though they're being used as a political ram, right on the heels of the homosexuals, everybody thought I was crazy. Guess what all the conservatives are talking about now? How the homosexuals were used to bring in the Muslims. Yep, I told you that. And how do I know that? Because I went back to our founders and the Word of God and what they went back to. Into the Constitution that was divinely ordained by the hand of God in so many different ways, friends. And I found out that our Constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. But all of you dummies out there that wanted to just go ahead and drink the Kool-Aid and just be spoon-fed whatever the media was setting forth as their next narrative to demoralize your country so they can further enslave you, America, you accepted what God condemned. You didn't want to listen to that now. Now you're having a problem with Muslims in this country. And by the way, keep in mind the Muslims are simply being used. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. You're having a problem with illegal immigrants coming over to America and committing crimes. Why? Because you don't deal with those in government that are corrupt to the core. You gave Barack Hussein Obama an 8-year pass to do whatever he wanted to do because you never took the time to read the Constitution to see that what he was doing and the strength of that Constitution and the enumerated laws was found within the people to enforce it against his crimes. But you let him do it. Article 2, Section 4. Article 3, Section 3. Americans let them do it. There's nobody else to blame. And it's all none other than a reflection of what we, the government in this country, it is we, the people, this government, we are the government in this country. When you tolerate a Barack Hussein Obama and they want to separate church and state and say the government's doing that and the government's doing this, wait a second, that is a reflection of who you are. Hey, folks, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. That includes every single one of us. That's not just this guy over here on the radio or this guy that's doing high school assemblies or that girl over there that's doing what a man's supposed to do. You know, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous, is it not? I mean, come on, reason. I'm trying to reason with you, America. How are slaves made? Keep them dumb. Keep them dummy down. Scare them. Teach them to fear man rather than God. I mean, just continuously. Folks, you have a government now. I mean, this reminds me of Obamacare again. I mean, just think, they implement these unconstitutional acts like Obamacare, and then they exempt everybody in government. It's such a good idea that it doesn't apply to them. But you stand back, and what you do is you go ahead and post all your little memes online as if to suggest it's going to change anything, because you're nothing more than a gossip. Why are you in trouble? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.